Live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, 825, cloudy, 60 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment on this Wednesday morning by Lucas Moody, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Lucas, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ron. Good morning to you as well.
Hey, nice to have you joining us here, and thanks, as always, for giving us some time. Things are active, it seems like, as always, at Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Why don't we talk a little bit about the recently wrapped-up Celebrate Crosswinds event that you've had. How'd that go?
Yeah, Crosswinds event, the Celebrate Crosswinds went great this year. You know, it's been a ever-evolving process for the last couple years, so we used to be in one big room, and everybody was face-to-face, and then we went small groups last year with a little bit of online. And this year, just for safety and measurements, we decided to keep it all online. So instead of it being a one-day event like it has been in the past, this is actually going to continue. So we've got about three or four small groups set up right now to do an online watch party and have a little private event. And then we've got some set up in our counties as well that we're doing. So we're going to be doing this for at least another month as we work on wrapping this year's up.
Well, I misspoke. I should have said the ongoing Celebrate Crosswinds events.
It is the ongoing event this year.
Well, that's good. That's good. Things going well, though? I mean, you off to a good start then?
Yeah, we feel like we're off to a great start. Okay. Numbers are looking fantastic. So we know that, you know, it's always nice to be in communities that really support our nonprofits, really understand our mission. I feel like the mission of taking care of ourselves and having that mental well-being as far as our, you know, our mental side of things is really starting to feel more like normalized conversations with a lot of people. You know, you're always going to have barriers and you're always going to have some stigmas that you have to overcome. But I feel like as we're getting out and we're having conversations, especially about this event, we're really seeing people step up and share personal stories of, oh yeah, you know, my sister needed somebody to talk to for a little while, or my dad struggled through the pandemic. And we're just starting to hear a lot of stories coming back that that make you feel good and make you feel like you're on the right track.
So how important is this fundraising event every year, Celebrate Crosswinds, to the organization, Lucas?
Yeah, so this is super impactful for us. You know, I know I've talked about it a lot, but in the nonprofit world, you get grants, and those grants really help you to expand programs and to grow programs, and really even sometimes just to continue offering programs. But sometimes those grants have to have matching dollars. They have to have dollars that come in from our local community that say, hey, if your community is going to help invest in you, then we're going to help invest in you as well. And so it's huge to our agency because it allows us to continue to bring that outside money into our small pockets, which help our staff retention. It helps take care of the people that we're serving, and it really helps us push through programs. So we've been incredibly lucky to have all of those supports. So I would say that it's vital to us being here and doing our mission.
Again, Lucas Moody, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Yeah, they're wrapping up, but it's still ongoing, the Celebrate Crosswinds event. Let's talk now. Let's turn to something that was announced not too long ago, Lucas, and that was a very positive piece of information, and that's a $2 million federal grant through the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration's Community Mental Health Center. So I know you have a lot of work, to plan this out. How are things going? How's the preliminary work going?
We're having a lot of deep breath moments and focusing on our own mental health during this process. it's big. I mean, federal grants are competitive. They don't get offered to just everybody. And so to be able to bring in almost $2.5 million into our community is going to be really big for Crosswinds. You know, I know a lot of people hear $2 million, $2.5 million, and think they're doing great, they're good, and we are. I think that Crosswinds as a whole is feeling very healthy right now as far as making sure that we're providing the services we're providing in the community. What this grant is really going to do is it's going to help make some programmatical changes within our agency. We're going to start shifting to same-day service where somebody can walk in the door and receive some services. All of those things take change, and they take a little bit of time. It takes time from people at our front desk who are welcoming everybody as they come in and are really taking those phone calls and that first set of information to set appointments. Everything within our agency is really going to shift to what we are going to be considering a better model of how to serve people. So that grant is really kind of the foundation of helping us start those changes over the next couple years.
So how does it work as far as when you receive the money and when you can start putting some of these pieces in play, Lucas?
Yeah, so really the biggest part is that we've got, there's one kind of key job role that has to be hired, so we're in process of getting that taken care of, wrapped up, and hopefully we'll have that answer within the next week or so. And once you kind of have that program director that's helping establish and kind of run this large grant, then things start going. The money is there and is able to be used. And so basically it's a drawdown service. So as you're doing things and as you are working the program and getting the trainings and things like that, that money is sitting there. So we have about $1 million for this first year. And then the second year, we have about $1.4 million that we'll be able to start making all those changes with.
Now, when you hire a program director to oversee the grant and put things in play, kind of oversee as like an operations manager, is
yep.
That like a temporary year or two position then? How's that going to work?
Yeah, so we knew that this was not going to be a temporary position. This is going to be something that as times change, this position is going to continue to be needed with everything. So even though the grant will fall off, what we're putting in place will help that position become sustainable and yeah. stable within the agency as well. So, you know, with growth comes the need for more people. And so, you know, you're always looking and the doors are always open for people to come and work with us and join in that passion field.
Well, that position will kind of evolve then as things move forward.
It has evolved a lot. I mean, I started out my career 21 years ago in mental health, and where we were then and where we are now, I would say things are a lot different.
Well, it's good to hear about the grants. I mean, this is obviously the early stages, but, you know, things are obviously set in motion for Crosswinds to advance and continue and enhancing that the fine work that they do in and around the Emporia area, the counties around here as well. So a lot will be in play. Lucas, always good to talk to you, and as always, thanks for your time.
Hey, great talking to you as well, and I hope you have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, Lucas.
All right, bye-bye.
Lucas Moody, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, the ongoing Celebrate Crosswinds event, fundraising event, is ongoing, and, of course, they are working hard to get structured to put in play the $2 million federal grant through the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration's Community Mental Health Grant Program. Thanks, Lucas, for your time. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. America. Land of the free, home of the brave. We proudly